AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. A historic merger is set to reshape the global golf landscape after a year of controversy. The AP's Gethin Kulbaugh has the story.
The most disruptive year in golf is coming to an end. The PGA Tour and European Tour have agreed to a merger with Saudi Arabia's golf interest. They're creating a commercial operation designed to unify professional golf around the world. As part of the agreement, all sides are immediately dropping litigation involving LIV Golf. Still to be determined is how players who defected to LIV can return next year and what LIV Golf will look like going forward. The agreement combines the Tour commercial businesses and rights with those of the public investment fund. That includes LIV Golf. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Just as a trial was about to start, it was revealed Cuba Gooding Jr. settled accusations he raped a woman in a New York City hotel a decade ago. That's according to court records. The actor had insisted through lawyers that his encounter with the woman was consensual after the two met at a nearby restaurant. Officials are investigating whether Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was behind a flight that picked up asylum seekers on the Texas border and flew them, apparently without their knowledge, to California's capital, Sacramento, even as faith-based groups scrambled to find housing and food for them. A major dam in southern Ukraine has collapsed, triggering floods, endangering crops in the country's breadbasket, and threatening drinking water supplies as both sides in the war in Ukraine are scrambling to evacuate residents. Congressman George Santos's lawyer says the indicted Republican would risk going to jail to protect the identities of the people who co-signed a $500,000 bond enabling his pretrial release. The lawyer urged a judge to deny a request by news outlets to unseal the names of Santos's bond guarantors. The Human Rights Campaign has declared a state of emergency for LGBTQ plus people in the United States. This is AP News. Not much movement so far either way on Wall Street.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Wall Street shook off some early weakness and was mixed in the first hour of trading Tuesday. The S&P 500 was little changed. The NASDAQ Composite and the Dow Jones Industrial Average were just barely lower. Shares in Coinbase's parent company sank 15%. The company became the second crypto trading platform this week to be targeted by U.S. financial regulators. The Securities and Exchange Commission accused Coinbase of operating an unregistered securities exchange. The charges came a day after the SEC filed charges against another huge crypto trading platform, Binance, and its founder. There's relatively little in the way of reports on the economy and company earnings this week. Next week, markets will be watching closely as the Federal Reserve holds its next meeting to set interest rate policy. Seth Sutel, New York.
Prince Harry stepped into a courtroom witness box to hold Britain's tabloid press accountable for its role throughout his life. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.